Let's say you got 20 nice rental houses and you raise the rent $100. You know how much that is a year? That's an extra $24,000. If you've got 50 houses, that's $60,000. And of course, if you've got 100, that's $120,000.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of your 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. My name is Mike Butler, and today's episode is how much money are you flushing down the toilet by not raising your rents? And this one's going to be pretty powerful. But I hope you enjoyed the last 5-part series we did on simple, cheap holiday gifts that make you a holiday hero in all aspects of your business and family. But let's jump right into this one now. And so this one is, think about this, guys. Do you have rental properties? I do. That's how I got where I'm at today, right? That's how you really, truly build your wealth. But I have noticed, let's take the last 3 to 5 years, and rents have gone up just outrageously. If you watched an episode of 60 Minutes, I'm going to say earlier in the spring, they showed a couple down in Jacksonville, Florida. And last year, they had rented a home for $1,000 a month. 12 months is up. Now it's time to renew. They go back, and now their new rental rate is $1,400 a month. Their jaw dropped. Mine would too. Well, guess what? They went shopping online in different places for the same kind of home that they were renting. Guess what? They were all $1,400 or more. That should have been a wake-up call. Now, that's Jacksonville, Florida. That's not New York City or Las Vegas or Los Angeles, where we have peaks and valleys and all this that really, really are extreme, okay? So I, in my business, I've had rental properties for over 30 years. And what I learned over the years, just real simple, is on the front page of my rental agreement, very first front page, I show an annual cost of living increase of 2.9%. And so at the bottom, and I showed this when we did our little training session, let's say, 3 days ago, I guess it was. And so I say, okay, your rent now is $1,000 a month. Okay, effective on the 13th month, your annual 2.9% cost of living increase in rent, your new payment's going to be whatever that is, to $1,029, and the effective date will be January 1st. Okay. And there's places to plug those in there. And what I like about that is there's no need to do a 30-day increase in rent and then, oh gosh, and then go through that battle. Okay. I understand that battle. But let me share something with you. If you've got Section 8 properties, and Section 8 is a HUD program, right? And right now in my town, because of a law that our city council passed last year, year before, we can no longer say no more Section 8. Well, guess what? Section 8. Okay, at least in my town, they couldn't keep up with the rising rents. So they would send families out with their housing choice vouchers to go shopping for a 2-bedroom home or to go shopping for a 3-bedroom home. And the maximum that Section 8 would pay for the rent was equivalent to like the $1,000 I will pay, but the market rents are $1,400. They couldn't get families placed. So never before have I seen this. Section 8 just sent a letter out about 2 days ago, said effective January 1st, on your renewals, you can get 10% increase in rent. I've never seen that ever before in my entire real estate investing career. So think about that. Section 8's doing that. So then I know that there's a ton of you out there that are doing the same mistake that I made when I got started. And if I could get somebody into a rental home that pays on time, doesn't cause any problems, and makes my life easy, I was scared to death to raise the rent. And the reason that I was scared to death to raise the rent is because they might move. Okay, so watch this. Let's go back and take a look at the $1,000 a month rent. So if I raise it 2.9% every year, so that means 13th month, the rent goes $1,029. Okay, and then the 25th month, it goes up another $30. So now we're up at $1,060 or $1,065, somewhere in that arena. And then on the third year, then it goes up. And so we're looking at, let's say, $1,120 or $30 or so, something like that. Well, just imagine this. What if you left it alone for 3 years? The rent's $1,000, you try to raise it up $130. I was like, I was scared. I said, man, they're going to throw a fit. They're going to move. All right. So times, they are changing. So here's some things. So I want to share with you, I got to look at my timer. Okay. I want to share with you how little nickels and dimes can really add up. Okay. And you know what? We're getting spanked everywhere in this market, in this economy we have, between gas, groceries, diesel fuel, you name it, it's going up. Okay. So I used to do 2.9%. Well, let me tell you, after I did a review, I've changed all that. We've raised all of my 30-year, 20-year tenants, or long, all of my A-quality tenants. We bumped the rents up 10%. Okay, that's even with getting a 2.9% every year, because it didn't keep up with what was going on the last 3 to 5 years. So let me show you something. I had a lady that worked for me who was a computer person in our police department, okay? And she liked Mike and this and that. So I let her work to help out with managing rental properties. And so we had a good number of Section 8 families or Section 8 tenants, let's say. And back then, the average annual increase in the rent was, say, $15, okay? And so Section 8 basically says, hey, it's time for a renewal. And now what's your rent that you request? And we'll see if we can approve it, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, it was about $15. Our rents were not $1,000 a month then. So anyway, I saw paperwork come through and got the mail, and I said, whoa, wait a minute, the rent's staying the same. What in the world's going on here, Bev? And I asked Bev about it, and she says, oh, she says, I didn't want to raise the rent. They're nice people. She says, besides, it's only $15. Well, listen to this. $15 a month times 12 months times 20 houses, $3,600. At that time, I had over 100 houses on Section 8. Plus a lot more other ones, okay? $15 a month times 12 months times 100 houses, $18,000 a year. What could you do with that $18,000 at $3,600? Would that pay for people property tax bills maybe? Interesting, isn't it? Pay for some insurance, whatever. I mean, that's just free money. Now watch this, it gets better. So let's say, okay, that was then $15. Let's double it and say 30. Okay, so if you got 20 houses, that would be $7,200. If you got 100, that'd be $36,000. Okay, that's all, we're all dreaming and hypothetical. What, I'm not going to try to spell that word or say it again. All right, now watch this. This will blow your mind. So let's say you raise your rent $100. Now, remember the Jacksonville people? Theirs got raised $400. Let's say you got 20 nice rental houses and you raise the rent $100. Okay. You know how much that is a year? That's an extra $24,000. If you've got 50 houses, that's $60,000. And of course, you've got 100, and that's $120,000. But what I found out is that even with me and my business raising their rents 2.9% every year, did not keep up with the recent inflation rates. Our rents have gone up. So do the math. Go check it. How can you see if you're flushing money down the toilet, not raising your rents? Here's a couple of things I want you to go check out. Go to rentalmeter.com. Okay. They allow you to play with it for free. Yeah, they're going to try to upsell you, but do the free thing. Go to Zillow.com. Go to Redfin.com. Now, all three of those now, Zillow and Redfin, you might be thinking, oh, that's buy and sell. No, it's not. Go up there and look across the top and you'll see a thing that says rent. So you can punch in a zip code. You can punch in an address. And this does all your comps for you. Okay. Yeah. It shows you a map. It shows you little red pins and all that. So check that out. Go do your rent comp. See how much you're missing the boat. So let's do a real world example here. Let's say that you've been charging $1,000 a month and you go to Rent-A-Meter, Zillow, and Redfin. And you see that you're, we did this exercise live the other day. Okay. And I got my note scribbled down here. This investor, Stuart was his name, and he shared it. Okay. He was charging, he had it $990. Do you know what between Rent-O-Meter, Zillow, and Redfin, what the rent comps were? Check this out. $1,683. $1,683. He didn't have a clue. He thought $990 was top dollar. I'm telling you guys, you need to take a look at this stuff. Okay. So now, is Stuart going to raise I mean, you got to score your tenant first. Okay. So if you got tenants already, if you have a tenant turnover in a vacant property, boom, you can go to market value as long as the thing is rent ready and it's in great shape. Okay. It's in great shape, passes my 159 point rent ready checklist so that your mom can move in there. Okay. Now, in Stuart's situation, this was with an existing tenant. Okay. So you think he's going to raise the rent from $990 to $1,683? No, and I wouldn't recommend that. But $1,500 might be okay. Now that's $500 increase. Okay, so what else could you do if you think it's too big a bullet for this A-quality tenant to bite? Well, maybe you raise it $250 this year and then another $250, you know, kind of like a, remember Ron Cole, the pocket fisherman, three easy payments. Okay. But wait, there's more. So structure it so it's a win-win-win deal. Okay. But I don't want you to miss out on flushing all this money down the toilet. Okay. Now, if you've got great tenants already in, let's say this, let's just say you got a bunch of occupied rental properties. Okay. What's your criteria on if you're going to renew them and how much you're going to increase the rent? Well, we just gave an example a little bit because we're short on time with Stuart. But here's the way I score my tenants, and I have my resident manager do this. Are they an A, B, C, or F tenant? F, you know, flunky. Okay. So remember the 80-20 rule? Well, I'm going to say we probably got the 90-10 rule where 90% of your tenants don't cause any problems whatsoever. They pay on time, this and that. It's 10% that has all the pain in the butt factor in there, you know. They cause a lot of problems, frustration, whiners, whatever. So you could have a good tenant who pays rent on time every month. Okay. They take care of the place, but if they're a whiner, you might not want to renew. Flip side of that is, what if they're late on paying their rent? What if they're a major pain in the butt and code enforcement, housing inspection fines and all this and that, even if they pay the rent on time, you don't really want to renew those. Okay. So it's up to you to figure out how to do this. Now, right now, so, you know, it's a week before Turkey Day, and I don't want any vacancies right now. None, zero, nada. So now's the time where you can pencil that in. We're going to have this four-day holiday weekend coming up. I do a lot of real estate work, catching up on things, whether it be reviewing goals for the year and this and that, while everybody's out shopping Black Friday and stuff. But anyway, I want you to take a good look at that and make sure that you're not missing the boat. Okay. And the other thing that goes hand in hand with that is don't allow yourself to say, oh, that's too much. Oh, that's too much. Well, guess what? Are you allowed to do that when you go buy gas? Are you allowed to say, oh, that's too much when you go buy milk or groceries or something? Insane. Absolutely insane. So you're a business person. This is not a hobby. Okay. You don't get welfare checks. Nobody's going to bail you out. You have no safety net. You've risked all your gazungas. Okay. And put your time, energy, effort, and on the line to make this work for you. Okay. So take a good, quick look at that. Now, I just sent out a survey and we're going to have today's sponsor here. Watch for this coming up. Okay. How would you like to have a 75-minute free investor training webinar on how to take over payments properly and never again worry, never again worry about rising interest rates? You can conquer the rising interest rates. And I'm going to share with you a 40-year investor, super successful up in that lower province of Canada. It's called Indiana. Okay. And in March of this year, just a few months ago, did his very first jumping loans deal, got a 2.1% fixed rate loan. So if you're interested in that, stay tuned. Please share this with your friends, your fellow investors, anybody that has interest in real estate investing. And I want to get back up there on the top and stay tuned for more. Watch more episodes. I'll see you on the next one. Adios.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.